had a cat-tail chimney, dug it. It wasn't a brick chimney. Made out of old cats. They called them cats. I can remember the old cat-tail chimney. Made it out of clay and grass. I seen my daddy make lots of cats and lay them, and I had the chimney up here with strips across here. They just platted those and it carried it on up through there.
That's very interesting.
And down on the ground down here where they had the fireplace, they had big rocks. And they just took mud and they placed those rocks for the fireplace, and then they made the funnel out there with the cats.
Would you tell me more about the cats? I don't quite see. Would you make, how big were they?
Well, it's about, I'll say they were 6 inches through to start with. And then as they went on up, they made them a little smaller. And they just wrapped them. Well, I'll show you sort of like how it had come up here. I can make a, let's say this is the stem right here. This is the fireplace here, you see, and come like this. And this had the slats like this. As high as they wanted to carry the stem, you see. And they would start those cats down here, and they'd wrap it around this one down here and place it on one down here, you see. They'd have their rocks to come to right here. They'd start here with the rock, and they'd just lap that over, double it over that till it got to this next one, and then they'd go over it, they'd come over it, well, they'd bring it on down to this one down here, and they'd smooth it off.
I see.
And they would take that and they'd smooth it off to this other one, and they just plait them all down like that, and then they'd take their hand on the salt, and they just smooth them on up. Well, they'd just as smooth as this. This is that, but it's clay.
Just the red clay.
Just pure old clay, you see. And it would, whenever you build a fire and that would cook that clay till it'd harden, and it'd be like a brick, you see.
I see.
You couldn't hardly tear it apart because that grass would hold it.
I see. Is that ever used anymore?
I don't think it ever. I've never seen them, but it could be used all right enough.
It would last a long time.
Oh, yeah. Time you build a fire in it, don't you see? And see, it would harden. It'd be as hard as a brick bat. The longer it stayed there, the harder it got, you see.
Then this chimney, was that made?
It was brick. They made it. That's the first brick that I remember.
I see.
They were dealing with.
Well, that's
that old house burned in 1949.
It stood a long time.
Yeah, it stood there a long while before it.
Did you ever use the term the big room? A big room.
Yeah.
And what does that mean? In some places, people have a certain room they call the big room.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that? Does it just mean it's a room that's big? Is that?
Most of that's sort of like this one. In a way, it was a big room. It was bigger than the rest of them, you see. And of course, that was the living room. We call it the big room or the bedroom or where we lived in it, that's all.
I see.
Had the heat and everything in it. My mother cooked a lot on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to ask you some questions about the fireplace then. What did you burn wood?
Yes, sir, we burned wood.
And would you describe different parts of the fireplace, how it was set up?